get started with number one. Angareno, come on up.
Hello, members of the board.
Okay, before we get started, I'm just going to ask you to state your names and addresses for the record, and then I'm going to have the vice chairman swear you in.
Okay, I'm Anthony Angareno. I live at 13 St. James Place in Brewster, New York.
I'm Danielle Angareno, and I also live at 13 St. James Place in Brewster.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you. Great, thanks. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and explain your application to us?
So we had applied to for a new construction of a deck in the rear of our home. There's an existing deck there right now. We want to take down the old deck because it's falling apart and just put a new, bigger deck up in the back of our home.
Okay. What's the dimensions of the existing deck?
10 feet out by 20 feet wide.
Okay, and how big is the deck you're looking to build?
12 feet out by 43 feet wide.
So basically coming out, it's the rear property line, I think that's the issue here.
Yeah, what was in question was the rear of the structure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd be going basically 2 feet closer to the rear property line than you are now?
Yes.
Actually, maybe it's the way the property is angled. It says 32 where it's going to be. It looks like the old deck, if you look at those measurements from where that is, because the property line so it is on an angle. So it has come over a little bit closer.
We do have some supporting letters from our neighbors. Do I present those to you then?
Sure, yes, hand those up.
So the gentleman that was directly behind us was actually on the board for 15 years. His name is Jack Gallagher.
I know Jack.
Yeah. So that's the first letter he had wrote for us.
Okay. Jack was on the board when I first joined this board in 1997.
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a note of these.
Yeah, those are all of the neighbors that are directly surrounding our home.
Okay. And can we keep these for our file?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. I'll just, for the record, I'll indicate we have a letter from Jack Gallagher. 124 Cobb Road, dated November 17th, 2024. He says, I reside at 124 Cobb Road, which is located directly behind the rear of the applicant's home. I understand from Anthony he's adding 2 feet in deck width from the original deck dimensions, which created the need for variance. If I understand correctly, the leading edge of the new deck and the additional 2 feet is then 32 feet from my property line. After further site review by the ZBA and the building inspector, and if there are no further changes, I'm in favor of this variance as written. Okay. We also have a letter from Charles and Debbie Manzo, 16 St. James Place. We live across the street from 13 St. James Place and have no objection to the construction of a deck on the Angareno property. We have another letter from Antonio and Angelica Leo of 130 Cobb Road. And they state in the relevant part that we respectfully request that the zoning board reconsider their current stance on the matter and allow the Angarellos to proceed with the construction. So they're not going to have any objection. We have an email from Albert Kachovic, dated Friday, November 15th.
He's on St. James.
Two
St. James Place.
Okay, yeah, he didn't give his address, but he says he's your neighbor.
Yeah.
And he says he's in support of the project to build the deck and has no objections to this construction. So those are four letters. We will add those to our file for this matter.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions about this application? I don't see any hands, so I guess not. Board members, any questions? No questions. Everyone on the board okay with voting on this application?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what the process is, we then close the public hearing and we take a vote. And we can deliberate too if we need to. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final statements or comments you'd like to make in support of your application?
We welcome you guys to our home. We definitely can take a look at the project at any time and see what kind of work we're doing there or anything like that. That's pretty much it.
We have small children, so the deck is just not safe, so we really need to.
Wobbly, it's falling apart. We have two small boys and I don't want anything bad to happen, so.
Fair enough. Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application to the board tonight?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so it's a deck application. I'll entertain, let's just go through the comments. We're looking for an 18-foot variance on the rear property line, rear property side, right? I'll entertain any motion anyone's prepared to make on this application.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to grant the 18-foot variance to the south rear setback.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Steve with the second. Rob, if you could address the criteria.
Certainly. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in character of the neighborhood? Absolutely not. The house currently has a deck. This deck is just going to be slightly bigger. And all the neighbors support the application. Whether the benefits sought by the application can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance? No, not really, because the applicants want a bigger deck. So there's simply no way to get a bigger deck and not move it further to the property line. Whether the requested variance is substantial, overall, I'd say it's really not substantial, and certainly it is not so substantial that it's enough to deny the application. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions, there's been no testimony to that effect. Whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, well, it was only self-created because they want more room for their children, and they want their children to be safe.
Okay, thank you, Rod. We'll take a roll call vote. John, I will start with you.
I'm in favor.
Okay, Greg?
I'm in favor.
Ron?
In favor.
Anthony?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well.
Thank you, guys.
Hang on 1 second, we have some paperwork for you.
Sure.
Okay, you're all set to take that.
Thank you, guys.
You get your building permit and you can go ahead and build your deck.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.